Now, for the next couple of weeks, I think is a leading I have, and we're going to take some time paying attention to what I'm going to be teaching you from now, right? So we already looked at not being intimidated by your youthfulness, and those were almost like one of Paul's recommendations, or will I call them not recommendations exactly, I would want to call them instructions to Timothy. And Timothy happened to be his son in the faith. And so many times you will find Paul give out some very important counsel to Timothy, just so that Timothy could fulfill the ministry that the Lord had committed to him. And that also Paul will not run in vain. Right? So you don't want to run in vain. You know, running in vain is not like dying and not going to heaven. No. You actually have a place with God. But it means that your work wasn't substantial enough to be able to receive a reward from him. Right? So all of the people that we follow up on, all the people that we raise, there must be a greater goal of seeing them firmly established in the things that we teach them. If not, there wouldn't have been much done. Right? So this week, we're going to be paying attention to fleeing youthful lust. Fleeing youthful lust. Now, it's one of the, you know, instructions that Timothy is given by Paul, so that, you know, he is able to fulfill that ministry that the Lord has given him. And I'm going to be saying some very serious things, giving out some very strict instructions, you know, in these teachings or during these sessions. And so that we can become a lot more knowledgeable in this aspect also as well. So let's look at the instruction. It's very plain. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 22. Now, I would like to create some background, you know, clarity. Paul, in two verses after, made references to the fact that there were some others that were going to be used by the master. Then he now says that, you know, Timothy, in a great house, right, there are not only vessels of gold, of silver, of wood, and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. Then he now says, Timothy, if you learn to purge yourself from these, you are going to be a vessel of honor. It means you're going to be that vessel that brings honor unto God. Then he now says in verse 22, he now says, flee youthful lust. We're going to be looking at fleeing youthful lust. And probably I'm going to take time saying this very strongly and very clearly. Right? So here's Paul. Remember who Timothy is, his son in the faith. He's helping to train him for quite a while. He's left him off somewhere in Ephesus, left Titus in Crete, and then he's now writing letters to these. So normally these are the pastoral epistles. They are more ministry related. Then Timothy is now told by Paul, flee youthful lust. He says, flee also youthful lust. So saying flee youthful lust. Very clear instruction. Now, We might want to clearly look at what the word flee will mean so that it helps us understand what Timothy is being told by his father in the faith, who happens to be Paul. Now, to flee is a very strong word. It's a very strong word. It's not weak as it seems. It's a very strong word. And it will mean to seek safety by sudden flight. It will mean to seek safety by sudden flight. You know, the body has its own natural hormone, which is responsible for flight or fright. Right? How many of us know of adrenaline? Yeah? So when a dog is chasing you, you didn't think you could jump the wall, then suddenly, pew, you jump over the wall. You're like, hey, how was I able to jump that wall? Now, it means that those hormones at that point in time were at their peak. So you became a superman at that moment. And God himself puts them there. So Paul here is telling us how and what we should do as relating to youthful lust. Now he says, you see how you take to flight or you take to running to your heels when a dog chases you, a German Shepherd, not just any kind of a traditional dog, a German Shepherd, the kind of speed. Yeah. Now he likens that to lust and what you should do when you see lust right in front of you. Now, I'm going to narrow down on some very important lust. It's going to be more sexual in its presentation. So he's saying that flee, and I said the word flee there, is to seek safety by flight. So you suddenly take away, just like adrenaline causes you to jump over the wall and to take to your heels. Right? It also means to shun or to avoid by a fight. That's what the word flee means. It means to shun or to avoid by a fight. So he's trying to tell Timothy, be careful. When you see it, make sure that you seek safety by flight. You know, flight is more of a safety method than even running or taking to heels. So he's saying you suddenly seek safety by flight. You also shun or you avoid to escape safely out of danger. So the moment you see something that's like that ahead, he says, Timothy, seek safety out of danger. It also means to vanish. I'm telling you what it actually means to flee. You know what it means to vanish? To suddenly disappear in the moment of whatever that is happening. There's a funny video that's going on social media I saw, of someone coming to borrow money, and he was almost turning his back to get into the room. How many of us have watched that video? He was almost turning his back. Then the person said, oh, no, come. Then he came back. Then the person was about to launch another complaint, then he vanished. That's what Paul is literally telling Timothy. Disappear when it comes to what I'm about to tell you to disappear from. So he's saying that flee also youthful. Now, this expression youthful is more peculiar to the young age or to the young. right? So is these are attributes more peculiar to people who are young and people who are not mature. So he's saying that flee youthful lust. Now the word lust there actually is a strong craving desire for anything. So there could be sort of desires and temptations that are prominent in young people, or let me say adolescents or young adults. Now Paul is saying that to some of these things that you encountered, O Timothy, flee from them. Disappear. Shun by a fight. Escape safely out of danger. Escape safely out of danger. Move out of there. Don't stay there. So, some of these youthful lusts or lusts that are peculiar to people who are youthful is going to be first and primary sexual temptations. Sexual temptations. Now, Paul somewhat knows that if Timothy was going to be a vessel that was gold, or maybe of silver, a vessel that is honorable and meet for the master's use, it means that he had to find a way to take sudden flights or to shun absolutely. I'll repeat this. To shun absolutely anything that is likened to youthful lust. So I said the word youthful lust there will have quite a lot of attributes peculiar to young adults. Number one, sexual temptations. And then we can look at illicit pleasures of the flesh. And then a longing for fame and glory and influence and prestige. Now he's telling Timothy, flee from these things. Now even when it comes to sexual temptations, the command is quite simple. He says, flee. You know, there are times where you can tell yourself that, no, I'm just going to put myself to a test to see how strong I am against whatever is happening, or if I can stand against something that is happening. I'm just going to test myself and see if I'm good. I'm telling you, let me tell you something. That's the devil. You people should know this devil very well. See, I know this devil very well. Eh? You don't make up your mind to be smarter than the alternative that God's word has given to you to adhere to. The word of God says, flee. So you are going to flee. It means suddenly vanish. You're going to avoid or shun by a fight. Yeah. It means if the thing grips on to you, or if the person grips on to you, whether through their phones, consistently texting, telling you, I'll buy this for you, I'll provide this for you. Oh, you don't have a house, I'll pay for your rent. Oh, you don't have a calculator, I'll buy you a calculator. Your laptop screen is broken, I'll repair it for you. Or I'll even buy you a new laptop. No, Paul says, if you will want to be a vessel that's meet for the master's use, you should do what? You should flee. Now, the word flee there is flee. I've already explained that to you. You escape safely out of danger. You don't entertain. You don't keep around. You don't lurk around it. So you don't entertain. You don't challenge. You don't challenge. You don't stand there and say that, no, I can handle. No, he's saying that you should suddenly flee from it. You don't stand around and try to, you know, say, I can figure it out. I know how to handle it. No, you don't entertain. You don't also challenge. You exit the scene. Now, many times the fleeing is supposed to be instantaneous. But sometimes, because of quite some negligence, we might keep it lurking around. And, you know, the devil always knows how to play his way into whatever it is that he wants to do. So, he's going to probably cause you, not you in Jesus' name, it's going to cause anybody to be hardened up at a time. Then, you will see this medium that God told you to flee from. It means block, totally avoid, do away with. Then you see that the person now starts texting you. And the person now starts showing or making advances to you. But you should have fled. You should have blocked. You should have totally avoided, not partially. You should have done away with. So when it comes to youthful lust, I'm now narrowing, and like I said, I'm narrowing down sexual pleasures and sexual temptations. You must watch out for these things. Don't entertain. Don't challenge. Don't try to endure. Because many times, you cannot be trusted. Right? You cannot, what says, flee. That is what his name. Don't entertain. Don't challenge. Don't try to endure. I remember speaking to a couple of people and I said, quite a number of, I said, what's happening? And the person told me this. I said, no, you have to leave that place immediately. Right? You need to leave that place immediately. From now that you have told me this, you have to leave that place immediately. So when it comes to sexual temptations, see, fear God. I don't want anybody to be a victim of this. I want you to be a master when it comes to dealing with this. Are you listening? I want you to be a master for dealing with things like this. And how you deal with things like this is to start to avoid totally. You avoid totally. You don't keep around you and hope that it gets better. And that's the mistake many people make. Like I said, don't try telling yourself, I'm going to test myself on this one to see if I can stand against what has made many fall. It's a trap. Is a trap the enemy has set for you. So the instruction is to run away, flee, vanish, don't be found there, avoid, block, have nothing to do. Now in these times it's not just only people that So we can just say it's only the males that make advances to females. Females make advances to males. So I'm talking on both sides. I'm not just talking on you know, on one side. So you're going to learn from what I'm teaching you. Paul is telling Timothy, flee. Let me tell you something. When it comes to the word of God, nobody is exalted than God's word. And nobody is highly exalted than what God's word says. Now, I'm resounding this very loud and clear. Very loud and clear. And I'm going to make sure that all of these things are things we're able to look into. If you're realizing something that is not right, anybody trying to make advances towards you, whether at your school, at your workplace, in discipleship, first thing you do is to flee. Second thing you do is to seek help as to how to go about whatever it is that you should do. So, I don't want you keeping things to yourself and feeling like, I think I can handle it. No, you can't handle it. You can't handle it. I can assure you, you can't handle it. So you're going to flee, number one. And then number two, you're going to speak about it. You're going to speak about it. See, these things are not things you should be quiet about. I am here. So there should be no one going through anything that a person says, I don't know what to do. I can't find out what to do. So-and-so has been making advances towards me. And I don't know what to do. No, it's very wrong. And like I said, you know, everyone in the church must be taught to be bold about some of these instances. Because we don't want the devil taking advantage of it. So, you're going to avoid all appearances of such. It doesn't matter whether the person is an arch-pope, arch-prophet, senior man of God, pope of the highest order. Listen to me. We're going to stop some of these things that can easily happen from happening. Are you listening? So, don't say, I'm afraid and I don't know who to talk to. No, don't talk like that. And I want you to be confident about this. It's not anything to hide. It's not anything to say. Or it's not anything to keep quiet. I was saying this yesterday. I said that if you are 18 years old, and now it's even less. Sometimes you see even people who are 16 years old, and 15 years old, and 14 years old, and they're probably being molested, being tempted into doing things they don't want to do. So, I'm teaching this as a church. You're going to learn to flee from some of these things. More especially sexual temptations. You're also going to learn how to be bold about it. When you speak to me, I mean, there's nothing I'm going to do about it. I mean, there's nothing I'm going to, you know, hold you responsible. There's only help we can render to you. Now, why am I breaking the channels for discipleship? It's because I'm saying that speak to me about it. Me. I'm not saying your discipler. I'm saying me. Speak to me about it.
If I want to let your disciple know, I'll let your disciple know. So we're going to learn to flee from all appearances of evil. We're going to learn to flee from all appearances of evil. Run away. You don't entertain. The ladies, don't be vulnerable. See, be wise. Don't be too unsmart. You have God's word. Use it. If you find anybody making advances towards you, you find anybody doing anything to you, you find anybody texting anything to you, see, just tell them that, see, I'm going to report you to Pastor. This thing you are doing, Pastor will get to know. You see that they'll be in their rooms, they'll call you, say, come to the room. If you keep quiet about it, you are going to be held responsible. Don't say you didn't know the right channel. I didn't know what was going on. I was oblivious of the fact. I don't know how. No, that means you wanted something like that to happen. So in this two, talking about fleeing youthful lusts, more especially sexual temptations. Tomorrow we're going to continue. In this two, you will be, like I said, you're going to be bold about it. Are you listening? Yes, you're going to be bold about it. To talk about it. To open up and say that this and this and this and this and this is what is happening. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes. Be bold about it. In the heat of the moment, you avoid, you shun, you vanish, you disappear. You suddenly take off by flight. But afterwards, you shouldn't even be found there in the first place, because you should be able to know. Don't get the devil having it easy for feeling what he wants to do with you. Don't allow that happen. Don't let the devil do that. Why are you texting a married man? Why are you texting a married man? I'm hoping there's not somebody like that here. Because that thing has been on my tongue since prayer service. Yeah, for those of you who are in prayer service, you see, I said it. And I'm still seeing it till now. So you're going to feel like somebody too is going to text your husband. So don't get yourself into anything that is wrong. So we're almost bringing this session to an end. When you see anyone trying to make advances, don't be afraid of it. See, I told you, if you are past 16 and 18 and all of that, a guy telling you he loves you should be a normal thing to you. It's a normal thing for a guy to tell that he's into you, he loves you. It's a normal thing you hear. So why is it that you hear it and you can't hold yourself together, properly assess the situation, say, okay, I'm going to speak to my pastor about it, or you speak to pastor about it. Let's see what pastor has to say about it. Or first, okay, you speak to my teacher. Let my teacher speak to pastor. And you people who are teachers, I'm telling you something. They tell you things you don't come and tell me. If I get to know and somebody gets into any trouble, I will hold you responsible. I will hold you responsible. I've already told you that if there's anything happening, make sure you bring it to me and let me know what is happening. You know, I get to see every time that this ministry we're dealing with lives. I get to see that every single time. Yeah. We are dealing with lives. Yeah. So even now when I get people healed and I'm able to prophesy to people and all of those things, I don't see it that, you know, it's for show. I think now it is becoming my ministry. Yeah. It's becoming a ministry to me. It's not because we just want to see and know and lay hands and people are going to be healed. It's becoming a ministry. I get to see that lives are what we are dealing with. And for someone to be sick, it's not a small issue. Yeah, it's not a small issue. For someone to be really sick and you pray for them as well, it's not a small issue. So you need to handle things very carefully and don't get negligent about it. And those of you who are discipling young ladies, if I get anybody, you'll be sorry. I'm about to actually address something very, very sensitive. Yeah. And from there, I'll take a decision. Yeah, I'll take a decision. It's either I'll stop what is going on or I cancel what is going on. I'll stop it. Yeah. So God is watching whatever work that you are doing. Yeah, He's watching you. If you are not afraid of God watching you, you shouldn't even be afraid of me getting to know. If you are not afraid of God, you shouldn't be afraid of me getting to know. So the ladies, I want you to open your eyes very well. Open your eyes very well. Outsiders, your eyes are open. Supposed church guys, not here, but outside church, your eyes are open. You are smart in the things that you do and in the decisions that you make. Never offer yourself cheaply to anybody. Don't do it. So Paul is telling Timothy, if you want to be a vessel meet for the master's use, then he says, flee, run away, don't keep around you. Some of you must totally unfriend, block, delete, and abstain. Totally, completely. Doesn't matter whether the person likes you, the person says, you know, I have a wife, but I'm not really interested in the wife. Have you listened to that statement? He has a wife, but he's not interested in the wife. But he's married the wife. He's married the wife, but he's not interested in the wife he is married. And then you now say, okay, that's fine. I will agree. And then he now is sending you things, buying you things, sending you money, buying you things. And you're also quietly collecting. You don't have any responsibility to collect gifts from people. You don't have anything doing. And you know very well they have ulterior motives. So you're going to flee. Are you listening? In this ministry, I want us to fear God. I want us to fear God. Don't do things that God will not want to use us again. Or it's like He's using us, but He's not using us like that. So you're going to try very hard and abstain. Do away from, run away. See, me, I don't know, but I think I have a revelation of some of these. See, relationships, marriages, see, they are not anything very different. Ask those who are married, they'll tell you. They are not anything, it's not anything beer like that. It's not anything like that. The way we celebrate, it's not anything. It's not, ask those who are married, they'll tell you. Sometimes they are even tired, they want to even leave home. Yeah, they are tired, they want to leave home. So, I don't want you to fall in for sexual pleasures, sexual temptations. You want to exploit, you want to be curious, you want to know what it is to have sex, you want to know what it is to, you know, touch somebody in a certain way. Don't, those things, they are not anything. They only come to destroy you. They only come to destroy you. So you're going to flee from anything that's useful and that's lustful. Right? Just run away from it. Don't keep it around. Don't fall in love with your teacher. Don't fall in love with him. Tell yourself that, I'll never do it. I'll never do it. He's my teacher. That's who he is. I'll never do it. Tell yourself that. Eh? Yes. Keep yourself well. Yes. Have a very firm check of your emotions. Your pleasures. Know how to control yourself. Don't fall for what the devil is trying to do. God is going to keep you. I believe that. As you hear these teachings, you're going to be armed again for something up ahead of you. Yeah, you're going to be armed again for something up ahead of you. Going to be armed again for something that's up ahead. See, it's not anything. It's not anything. It's not anything. It's not anything. So say, Pastor, everybody has a boyfriend. I don't have a boyfriend. That's youthful. I'm telling you. Yeah, that's youthful. That's youthful. So I want to encourage you to begin to make a resolute desire. You see someone who's married texting you block. The guy is not a Christian brother. He's not into anything. He's texting you, sending you, saying, send me this. Send me this. Do this for me. Do that. Do this. Text me. Meet me here at this time. There's nobody. Come to my room. Be here. Oh, I've brought you this. Come and meet me at this place. Oh, it's not anything. It's just a bar. It's just a single place. It's just a place. It's just shisha. It's not anything. It's not. Hey. Hey. Don't listen to him. Don't listen to him. The guy, you, the lady has told us she can't do without you. She can't sleep. She wants you to come and visit her. And then you are also entertaining that. Okay, what do you mean by you can't sleep? Is that so? You are entertaining that you might fall into the pit. She said, I need to speak to you on phone right now. You pick up the phone and say, see, I don't like what you are doing. You know? And if that's how it's going to continue, I think I'll have to speak to Pastor about it so we can find ways to help you. Right? Yes. So you're going to make sure that anything that is not too good sexually, that places you in a certain kind of a place, you're going to suddenly vanish. It's like you are not there. You are not there. Yeah, you're not there. So you don't just wake up, you're watching movies, watching any kind of... Me, I don't watch movies. The last movie I watched, which was actually quite recently, a few days ago, was on someone's laptop. Yeah. And that movie, Bishop Duncan Williams and those... I just watched it to the few... I said, this storyline. Yeah, I couldn't even watch it again. Yeah. But you watch movies that sexually exploit. Why wouldn't you be tempted to do something that you don't want to do? You're tempted to do something that you don't want to do. So you're going to also flee from those things. Having those things on your laptop and having those videos that you watch. You're going to say, no, I'm not going to do this. I'm going to keep them away. You can watch Mount Zion. You can watch Christian movies. And those movies will inspire you to pray. You will never even know how you started praying. There's some movies like that. When you finish watching them, you're inspired to pray. Inspired to serve God. Inspired to take the work of the ministry seriously. And then you're watching plus 20 or plus 25 or something, plus 18. So those are all temptation points to get you not where God wants you to be. But you're going to be able to escape all of these in the name of Jesus. Yes. So I want you from today, you're going to know how to run away, vanish, block, delete, warn Stanley. Warn Stanley. When you see that as a married man, you just tend to see, I'm just trying to tell you this shortly. I will look for your wife. and I will send the things you've been sending me to her. If you keep texting me, that's what I'll do for you. I'll look for your wife and I'll tell her that this is what you are doing. Yeah. I'll look for her and I'll tell her. Yeah. I'll find her. When I find her, I'll tell her that this is what you are sending to me. So I wanted to just let her know. And then you see someone texting back, flowing with the conversation. It means that you are also interested. Don't be interested. Don't be interested. Don't be interested. Don't be interested. Are you listening? Don't be interested. I said it can be Pope, Archbishop, what a prophet, whatever, battalion, pastor, bring it to me. And if I do something, two people you can reach, speak to Pastor Prince Bekwin or speak to my pastor about it. He's in Tamale. I can drop the number for you. Just speak to them about it. I will not say anything. Speak to anybody. Speak to any of these two. If I do anything, just speak to them. Tell them, oh, this is what Pastor has done. Yeah. Yeah. Speak to Pastor Bright, Odum, or Pastor Prince. They are the ones that you can say, okay, these people are the ones that know him. So you're going to open your eyes. You're going to be careful. Have a very strict measure that you operate with. Don't just do anything anyhow. Don't do anything anyhow. Are you listening? Don't do anything anyhow. You know why I'm teaching you this? Because God is going to use you very mightily. I believe that. See that? God is going to use you very mightily. And these are one of the things that will stop him from using you the way he wants to use you. So you're going to flee. Are you listening? I said, don't entertain. Guys texting you, sending you messages, texting you. You are seeing that the thing is going in a certain direction. Now, have you told Pastor about it? Have you told Pastor about it? Okay, I'm going to tell him. And when you say, I'm going to tell him, don't let him say, no, you have to wait. We'll make it very open in 3 months' time. No, we don't make things open in 3 months. 3 months' time, he would have already executed his plan. We don't wait 3 months' time. Right now, I'm going to tell him. In fact, I don't need your opinion from me. I'm going to tell him that this and this and this is what is happening. The ladies be able to look rightly into a man's eye and tell him, see what you're doing, I'm not interested. And if you keep doing it, I'll probably report you to whoever I should report you to. Okay? It doesn't matter whether the person is outside or something, just reports. If they like to say, yeah, this, yeah, this, yeah, reports. So I want to tell you these things very, very clearly, so that you run away from it, so God can use you very mightily. Alright? Yes. Don't let anybody tell you, I'll buy you this. So, I'll buy you this. I'm saying, even if you don't have food to eat, go hungry. Eh? And many times you don't even need to go hungry, because we are all here. Pastor, please, I'm really down on you. I just thought to inform you, please. Oh, sister, so-and-so. I'm down, man. I'm not eating. I want to find something to eat. But it's like I'm hardening up a bit. Oh, brother, sister, Charlie, I know trouble. But this sugar mommy, they say, make a car in there. So say, give me some 700 cedis. I say, I didn't want to use 200 by, listen, say, make a car in there. No. Brother, so and so, Charlie, I know chop today. Anything for the boys. So Charlie, let's go and eat. Let's go and eat. Do you see that? Never fall into that trap of being tempted in any way. Don't be curious. Are you listening? Don't be curious. When you get married, you see that it's nothing. It's nothing. I'm talking like as though it looks like I'm married or not. I'm not. It's because I have a revelation into what it is. I know. Yeah. It's like the way I have a revelation into how empty the world is and how empty the things of the world are. Yeah, I have a, it's not, when I say revelation, it's a hearty thing. It's like God's taking me in there. Maybe I've tasted of those things in there and I've come out and I'm saying, this thing is not anything. It's nothing. It's nothing. The pride of life and the things man can accumulate. It's not, all those things are nothing. So you're going to stay. You're going to stay and keep yourself so that God can use us very mightily. In Jesus' name. Father, thank you for tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that everyone is being built up for this. Everyone is being built up for this. Everyone is being built up. If you are listening to me and you have ever been caught up in something like this, and it looks like you fell for it, the Lord wants you to know. He wants you to stand up strong again. Right? And this time, walk with Him very consciously and carefully. Right? So it's not too late. If you probably have been caught up in something like this and you fell for it. Yeah? You're going to say, not again. Ah, Pastor has given me this. So this is how I should have. I shouldn't have even been afraid. I shouldn't have been afraid a married man texted me. I should have just spoken to Pastor or something. I should have spoken to him about it. I should have spoken to someone about it. I should have just spoken to him. It's a normal. He said it's a normal thing. It's not a strange thing. It's a normal thing. So it means I should have just opened up. Oh, but I fell for it. But not again. Are you listening? Not again. Not again. You know why? God's Spirit is going to help you. And He's going to give you the ability to say no. I'm telling you, it's God's Spirit. Do you see that? He's going to give you the ability to say no. Yeah? To say no. To say no. No to this thing. No to that thing. No to no, this is not this one. It's not right. No to the things that are wrong. No to sexual temptations. No. Some of the schools are about vacating. This is the time where they are going to be tempted a lot. Because school has vacated. Instead of you should go home, you will not go home. And you'll be on campus. And the boy too is also on campus. You'll be texting. Before you realize you have gone to the boy's end. Eh? So don't fall for it a second time. Or don't even fall for it. Don't fall for it. Know the tricks of the guys. The guys know the tricks of the ladies. You're a man of God and you are a woman of God. Just stop them. Stop them at their door. Just right in front of them. Just stop them there. Yeah. Just say, hey. Don't cross this place. Don't cross this place. Don't cross. This place you don't cross. Say, come and visit me. He said, no. Who's there? He said, I'm the only one. No. Listen, don't trust yourself. That's what I'm telling you. I'm saying, don't trust yourself. Yeah. Don't trust yourself. Yeah. Don't trust yourself, eh? Just flee. Just say, the word of God says I should run away. That's all. I don't want to be there. A guy, what, why are you sleeping in a lady's room? Don't do that. Don't say, oh, it will never. No, don't say that. Don't say it will never happen. Don't talk carelessly. Just move out. Go and sleep in the rain. Go and sleep in the rain. I said, listen to me. I said, go and sleep in the rain. If you close and you don't have anywhere to sleep, sleep on the veranda. Let them lock the door and you sleep on the veranda. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, God is going to use us. I believe that very strongly. Yeah. So you're also going to prepare yourself and purge yourself and be a vessel that's meet for the master's use. Don't allow any boy come and sleep with you. Don't allow any boy come and sleep with you and say that, oh, he'll sleep on the ground, I'll sleep on the bed. No, if you don't have any, today you sleep on the veranda. That's where you sleep. Yeah, that's where you sleep. That's where you sleep. Sleep on the veranda. Pastor said a boy and a lady shouldn't sleep together. I would have hosted you, but pastor said a boy and a girl shouldn't sleep in the same room. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Yes. Yeah. So pastor said a boy and a girl should not sleep. It is a time where everybody's around. That's fine. Friends around, boys around. That's fine. Yeah, we can all sleep. Everybody can sleep in their room and sleep wherever. But only you and only the person, please know. Can't be only you and only the person. Okay, go and walk around. Have a prayer walk till morning and let her sleep. It's morning, 6:30, you come and knock the door. Say, please, I've come. I hope you slept well. I also had a very good prayer walk. Go and walk around till morning. Me, I walk around till morning. Yeah. I can walk around till morning. Till morning, no. Tomorrow, I'll just walk. Till morning. I just leave. I'm walking around till morning. Yeah. So you will also learn to walk around till morning. Father, thank you for tonight. And I'm hoping that I have good testimonies of ladies coming to me and say, Pastor, do you know what happened today? And I'll say, tell me what happened. So, Pastor, today there was one man that has been always coming to me, and today I was able to look at him and tell him that if you don't try that thing, don't try that thing. I'll tell your wife, and I'll not only tell your wife, I'll tell your boss, I'll tell everybody. So please don't come to me with that. And I saw that he backed off. That's all. That's a killer move. So he backed off. And Pastor, I just thought to tell you, there was this guy that, you know, I started making advice, but I said no. Because he started moving to me in a certain way. I said no. My pastor said, we shouldn't do that. If you want to really come and see pastor. Anybody that tells you that is a relationship will make it known very soon. The person is a liar. The person is a liar. He has ulterior motives. Very evil motives. You want to make it known. I told you this place, you don't even propose to someone before you make us know. Eh? You speak to the pastor first. Say, Pastor. And those of you who are teaching other people, I'm telling you, if I get to know someone is hiding something from me like nothing, you'll be in trouble. Though, that the person came to tell you. You didn't also come to tell me that this is what's going on. So everything should come to me. Everything should come to me. Everything should come to me. And if I see that the boy is not good, I will not advise the girl to come to you and say that because I know you also. I will not do that. The same way I love her is the same way I love you. I will not tell her to agree to you because you are just around. You are just around. No, we don't give out daughters like that. Yeah, we don't give out people like that. Don't tell people to follow you because, oh, he's just around. He comes once in 3 months. But we know him around. We don't give around people like that, because we don't want, you see, one of my greatest desires is that good relationships will spring out from this place. Yeah. Good relationships should spring out from this. I'm not talking about supernatural relationships. We already have supernatural relationships. Good relationships. Yeah, that this person is now dating with this person. And we all know that, hey, this person is dating this person. So when we see, hey, his brother, I've heard from him. I've been hearing from him. Yeah. So. Person doesn't come to church. You say, where is brother? Oh, Pastor, please do that. I heard from him in the morning, but he said he was not feeling well and he called you, but he had a missed call on your phone. So he actually asked me to tell you that, yes. So you don't hide behind things and you are keeping things and you are quiet on things and things are happening. Eh? And we go to Holy Ghost services and we say Holy Ghost will move. And then, you know, people are not moving because their hearts are not in the right place. We don't want to have that here. Eh? Yeah. Strifings and griefings and people doing things that are wrong. And your heart is not in the right place. You can't have free Holy Ghost. You can't flow in the Spirit. Because when you turn and you look at the person, you see the person naked. You see the times that you did things with a person. We don't want that here. Are you listening? Yes. So I want us to stay connected and stay together. And be very hard about it. Me, I'm going to be very, very hard about it. Yeah. You see me like that. Me, I can be there. I'll not get married. You see me like that. You don't know me. That's why. So if you think these things are difficult, they are not difficult. I can be here, I'll not get married. If you don't know, I'm telling you today. So if I get you trying to use any sister or any, you are trying to do anything, you'll be very hot. Be very hot. So let me just tell you in advance. It's one of the things that I can really make you very, very hot. So I'm saying this so that nobody will have any ulterior motives. All the people who are dating here, I'm aware. If you are dating somebody and I'm not aware, it's a very serious thing. And you need to answer. You need to tell me why you're not aware. We are not aware that you are dating. Don't keep any relationship under the rug. Are you listening? We should all know. Everybody should know. And nobody should say, hey. No, it's a normal thing. We are growing. Are you listening? We are not small children. You know what I'm telling you? It's a normal thing. It's like, hey, so you two, you have a relation? No. Eh? No. Say, oh, wow. Wow, you guys look good together. Wow. And it's a healthy Christian relationship. Eh? It's a healthy Christian relationship. And I'm saying, I'm not saying that's right. It's like you're also now going to forcefully. No. You should hear my balance on whatever I'm saying. You should hear my balance on everything that I'm saying. So, I thought to say, did this session help somebody? Did it help somebody? Yeah. That's the thing. You should be able to tell, there's nobody here, but just in case. You see, there's nobody here. Like, when I teach things like that, I'm not anticipating that there's somebody here. No, I teach it very hard so that just in case. It comes like that. Just in case. I'm not saying that there's nobody here. But just in case. Your disciple is trying to text you in a way. Say, hey, man of God. Pastor is going to hear of this. Why should I send you my pictures? And I should send you my pictures. And I send you a picture. And say, don't you have any other picture that is enticing? And now pastor will see the message. When the only pastor is going to see the message, just screenshot, forward it to me. Yeah, pastor is going to see. I'm sorry, but pastor is going to see. So that is the one thing that I want you to be very firm on. Aside that you are honorable in every other thing. When the person crosses that line, there is no honor for that. We don't say, please, he's my disciple, so I just had to go to his room. Hey. It stops from there. Right. Father, thank you for tonight. And thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are helping us to flee youthful lust. Maybe in the latter part, I'll speak about all of the rest, the illicit, pleasures of the flesh and fame and glory. Those ones are quite interesting to deal with. The small ones, not too much. The one that the devil is actively using now is what I'm teaching you. And thank God that we're going to be strong in these things. Keep your eyes on the disciples who are ladies. Disciples who are ladies, also keep your eyes on the guys. Disciples who are ladies, keep your eyes on the guys. The guys who are disciples, keep your eyes on the ladies. Let's keep our eyes on each other. On each other. Thank you, Lord Jesus. A good preacher closes quite a couple of times. So I've closed a lot of times. It's good. It's true that I'm preaching good. If you don't like what I'm preaching, I think I'm preaching good. Yeah. Saying some very important things, I'll save some people. All right. So, we're going to be here again tomorrow. We're going to continue on it. I'm going to keep talking about it until I feel like, okay, now I think everybody understands. I think everybody understands now. And even with the understanding, you have to do every 2-3 months, you drop it there. Every 3-4 months, you drop it there. Sometimes you forget. So sometimes there's understanding, but there's forgetfulness of what you understand. So we're going to keep preaching it and teaching it. So, you know, I'm doing this because God has something very special. God has a move for us unprecedented, like never before. I'm telling you, in this nation, God has a move for us. Yes. So we're going to prepare ourselves. If you want to do whatever, marry. See, Pastor, please, do you conduct marriages? You just make up your opportunity to marry. You see whether I conduct marriages or not. You say, Pastor, we want to get married. So, wow, you want to get married? 24 and 26. Oh, wow. I see. Great. Okay. You're married. When you marry, it's forever. It's not put in your mind that when you marry, if she messes up or he messes up, you have left forever. Or you are inside forever. Yeah. You're going to have good homes and good relationships and good marriages in Jesus' name. Amen.